Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Young, and she is the director for the Atlantic, for the Oneida Public Library. We have great libraries in Cass County in Iowa, and Oneida is one of them. So good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Yes, it's the Oneida Public Library has always kind of been a favorite of mine. It has a unique history. We better tell people where it's located, just in case there's somebody new to the community.
Yes, the Oneida Public Library is located just north of the main street. It's right close to, it's actually a catty corner from the Banshell Park. It's on the top floor of the community building. It's a huge rock building, so you should be able to locate it. Yeah. We're the only rock building in the town.
Yes, it is a very unique building, but added on to, so it's a great place to come to do lots of things, Sarah. And that's what I kind of review for folks, because sometimes we forget all the opportunities. We know there's lots of great books, but there's lots more going on. So what are some of the activities?
Yes. So every Wednesday when the kids get out of school early, we have an after-school program for those kids. Each week is a different theme or idea that we reach out for. We also, in the mornings on Wednesday morning, we have a group that comes in. They play Mahjong. They sit around, drink coffee, and just chat and have a good time. We also have a new seating area in front of our big picture window for anybody just to come in, visit, hang out.
I think that's something that didn't used to happen in libraries. It used to be you came in, you checked out a book, or perhaps there was some place you could read the newspapers. Now they've really become more a social center for people to gather.
Yes, yes. We definitely are a social center for people to gather. We have several groups that come in, use the library, and sit around tables, or they have little meetings and group get-togethers and all that kind of stuff.
So you do have a space where if a club, a group wants to come and meet, you can. That's available?
Yes. We have one small little area. It's in our Iowa room, but the door's actually closed.
Uh-huh.
Pre-COVID, you could squeeze quite a few little people in there.
Yes.
Now it's probably not going to be your six-foot social distance, but there are several other places where we have had groups come in. They're able to kind of get away from the mainstream of most people coming in and sit down and meet and talk.
I assume you were closed during some of the COVID period.
Yes, we were closed through some of the COVID period, but we have been completely reopened since about October of 2020.
And what are your hours, Sarah?
Our hours are Mondays and Tuesdays, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wednesdays, we are open at 10 a.m. and to 6 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, we're open 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, so Sarah, if we want to find out what's going on in the library and perhaps check those hours, do you have a Facebook, website? Where should people check?
Yes, you can always follow us on our Facebook page, Oneida Public Library. I try to keep that pretty well up to date with a lot of our events and stuff. Otherwise, we do have a calendar that is posted on our website at onidalibrary.org. You can also go from there. A lot of people use our online Tribune, our archives newspapers. You can find that on our website, as well as our online card catalog.
And what's the fee for all of this, Sarah?
Well, for all of our local taxpayers, the use of the library is free.
And
there are a few things that do charge minimal fees, but for the most part, checking out books, getting a library card, using our online resources, all of that is free to anybody in our area.
Okay. And do you require or suggest that people get a library card?
Yes, we highly recommend people to get a library card. with a library card, you are able to check out books, physical books here at the library, but we also have online resources where you can check out audiobooks and ebooks, as well as magazines and videos. You can also use that library card to get online help through BrainFuse, whether you are a student, a veteran, somebody that is looking for a job. There are several resources available that can help you reach out and update, like, your resume or online tutoring, all sorts of different resources that are available as long as you have a library card.
Pretty amazing, all the things that are available. Are there some classes or some scheduled events that we haven't mentioned, or maybe something coming up that you want to talk about?
As of right now, I have all of our, we just had a huge program a couple weeks ago with Bud Legg, an author here.
Oh, yes.
We are looking for new upcoming programs. I don't have anything scheduled yet, but always looking for ideas, because I want to make sure that the programs are what the community members mm-hmm. are interested in.
And I think that is our responsibility. As you mentioned, it's their tax dollars supported, and
yes.
those doors are open to folks. And if we don't take advantage, well, it's our own fault because the opportunities are there.
Yes, yes. And you are paying for it. It's kind of like a little hidden fee, but all of these options are available for you, and that's why we are here.
Let's talk a bit about access to computers.
We currently have 4 public computers available. We did a huge renovation, getting rid of the old computer countertop and put in new tables. So I am still putting in the rest of the public computers, but we will have, when we are done, we will have 7 public computers uh-huh. available for anybody to come in, sit down, and use. You do not need a library card to use our computers.
Okay. And if somebody says, you know, I really don't know how to use a computer, what kind of help is there for them?
Our staff is always willing to help out. Typically, we have 2 staff here at the library. We all know how to run the computers and get logged on, as well as use any of our databases. And if you even have anything on your device and want to use wireless printing, we also have that available as well.
That's very handy, too, because sometimes folks have devices, but they don't have printers to get that information off. So that's good to know you also have that kind of service. I'm going to turn the tables here just a little bit, Sarah. Instead of asking about the library, I want to ask about you. How did you get to be the librarian? What makes you say, I want to be the director of the Oneida Public Library?
When I was in college, I happened to be one of the lucky students that got to work at the library there on campus. I grew up, I loved reading, enjoyed reading, got to work at a library, saw how much fun it is, and when this position came open, I jumped at the opportunity to apply because I wanted to share my love of reading with everybody, not just with a few select people.
And that's people of all ages.
Yes, yes. We have books from 0 clear up to 9,900 years old. If you want to read, we have books in all sorts of, we have like audiobooks, we have large print books, we have board books, we have all sorts of books.
So if you haven't been to the Oneida Public Library ever or lately, now's the time to go check it out because there's so many resources there. Again, your hours vary from day to day, but you're open every day except Sunday at some time. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So check that out on Facebook or website and go in and say hello to Sarah Young, the director there at the Oneida Public Library, or any of her staff and get acquainted. We want to thank you so much, Sarah Young, for visiting with us today.
And thank you so much, LaVonya.
You bet. Here's a thought from Henry Rollins. In my world, there would be as many public libraries as there are Starbucks.